The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Coming to you from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the absolutely frozen Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Frozen Wonder Dog and Vince.
I'm tired of it being -8 outside.
I'm tired of rolling blackouts. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah!
Merry Christmas.
Feels good, doesn't it?
This is not a normal episode this week. This is our 2022 year-end wrap-up. What we think was the biggest stories of the year. Our first normal show back next week, Vince, or not next week, on the first.
Yes.
Will be the Deadpool draft.
Oh, Jesus.
You got to put in work more than you already do.
Look, I am prepared.
Just don't go off on me live on air. That's a joke for one person.
I promise I wouldn't do that joke.
I know.
I'm not going to. I'm going to take high road.
Yeah, I know it. All right. Vince, we got 10 stories, or at least we each have 10 stories. I have some honorable mentions. Will you want to start with my honorable mentions of the year, or after?
No, go ahead and start with the honorable mentions there, bud.
Well, my honorable mentions of things that happened this year... First thing, I got Biggie breaking his neck. That was, a horrible thing that happened. Thankfully, he's, alive, but...
For now.
Well, we all are for now, but yeah. Till Putin does as asked. But,
That's...
coming up higher on the list.
Oh. Yeah. So
after Big E, I have my next honorable mention. I have it wrote down here as Lizzie's in a box. That was a big thing that happened this year.
Lizzie in a box?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Sure. Oh, okay. Queen Elizabeth is dead.
Yeah, Lizzie's in a box. So,
okay,
yeah,
that's
I have the Will Smith slap.
That's lovely.
How do you tank an absolute, monster career in 2 seconds?
He did, too.
Yep. And my other honorable mention, Brittany Griner traded for the Merchant of Death, shows how our country's morals have gone to shit.
Oh, I like the Ukrainian flag flying in our Congress, but hey.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even have that one because it just happened. The Jewish president of a Slavic country makes... our vice president, Speaker of the House, hold up his flag while he's begging for more billions of dollars. Yeah.
And Nancy's up there clapping like a happy retard.
Oh, she was in complete cakes and pies mode. Just, yay, I'm not sober. Yeah.
Oh, blood.
Yeah, absolutely. All right.
What's give your, him more money.
Yeah, give him all the people's money while people are literally freezing to death and starving. And yeah, just that cunt. So.
Oh, for real.
Vince, your number 10 story of the year.
My number 10 story of the year is Elon Musk buys Twitter.
I got that higher on the list. Yeah.
He didn't buy a social media company. He bought a crime scene.
That's his exact words. I bought a crime scene. Yeah. Just what the heck? I mean, yeah. What madness.
What can you do, though, right?
Yeah. My number 10, I have Vince McMahon retiring. I swore that he would just die in Gorilla and, go out like he wanted, but apparently you pay off women to keep quiet about affairs and you're out. Welcome to publicly traded company.
It's crazy, isn't it?
He still owns it. He still is the majority shareholder and still technically owns it.
It's still his.
And he wants to come back, apparently. So
let him.
Oh, advertisers wouldn't let him. So
fuck it.
All right. We got at number 9 here, Vince.
The abduction and murder of Memphis teacher Eliza Fletcher.
Yeah.
That was big.
That was big. Just...
Oh, a black guy did it? Shh.
Yeah, immediately be quiet. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Memphis isn't that bad. Shh.
Yeah, right. Yeah. As it's known down here, the dark part of Tennessee.
Yeah.
And that's saying something. So, what do you have to do? My number 9 here. I have Kanye starts to notice things and ask questions out loud. Now, why is this a major story? Because he has opened up a lot of eyes to a certain group of people owning a majority of things.
That we've been telling you about for several years now.
For several years. Like, hey, you know these people own everything, right? Shh. Can't say that out loud. Kanye did. Oh, he's crazy. Oh, I guess I'm crazy too. Number 8.
Monkeypox. That's all I got. Funny. That's what we'll
see. Funny how when it started being known that kids and animals were getting it, it mysteriously disappeared.
Yeah.
Almost like the... Yeah, I can't say that one out loud, but you can figure that one out.
Gay men are getting it like crazy. Oh, yeah, and kids and just, animals are too?
Oh.
Wait a minute.
Hold up. Yeah. We got to be quiet now. My number 8 looks like Roe had to go.
Oh, man. I totally forgot about that one.
Or let's go back to the year 2000 when Ruth Bader Ginsburg said in an interview, it will be overturned because it was a bad decision by the Supreme Court. Her own words.
Yeah.
And she was, you know, she's somehow still kept it for 20 years until, yeah. But even she admitted that it was a bad decision. It should have never been a federal decision. And, yeah, so it had to go. What's your number 7 story of the year, Vince?
This was a new one. Vandals destroyed a 22,000-year-old sacred cave art in Australia.
Ooh, I didn't see that.
22,000 years, man. And they fucked it up.
People.
There's a special place in hell for people like
that. Yes. Yeah. Congratulations. You make Hitler look not that bad. You know, you're a level under him.
Yeah. Fuckers.
I hate people.
I do too.
It gets worse every year. I think as I get older and I just hate them more.
I know. Isn't it funny?
Yeah.
I'm going to buy a boat and go to an island.
Fuck, as long as it's warm, let's go.
That ain't no shit. I'm tired of this weather. I am tired of this shit. This shit is... Fuck this shit.
Yeah, well, now what they call a bomb cyclone.
Is that what they're calling it now?
Yeah.
It's not the polar vortex?
No. Global warming. Fuck you, it's -30. Where's this warming shit?
Yeah, shit. Yeah.
My number 7 story of the year, the red wave that wasn't, shows that there is no Democrat Party, there is no Republican Party, there is only one party.
Zool.
Yes. There's just varying degrees of evil. Both sides are against you. Gas was $5 a gallon and you still couldn't magically win an election. The elections are rigged. Okay? This should prove it to even the people that still thought there was a chance. So.
Yeah.
Number 6.
My number 6. The House January 6th panel recommends criminal charges for Donald Trump.
And you know why?
I have no idea why.
14th Amendment. 14th Amendment states that anybody that has been convicted of treason or insurrection against the country cannot run for public office. That's why they filed charges. So if they can get a court to convict him, he can't run for president again. That's the caveat.
So what happens when they don't let him do that? And then, well, never mind.
Well, let's say it magically goes to trial after, let's say he gets elected. And he goes to trial and, well, yeah, we convicted him. Well, then he can't hold office, so then what do we do?
Well, I know what I think is going to happen.
Oh, I do too, but... Yugoslavia, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just hurry up. Come on, damn it. My number six story of the year, inflation. Just... they printed too much money. Now our money's worthless. So what do? Let's fucking print more money.
Yeah.
That's $1.7 trillion of bullshit, including $200 million to, gender studies in Pakistan is in the bill. So, you know, we had to have that. I think it was Thomas Massey came out. I think he's a congressman or a senator, I can't remember which, and said that if you divided up the spending bill, each congressional district would have gotten $200 million. What could your local congressional district have done with $200 million?
Yeah.
Oh, no, we got to send this over. We got to make the Michelle Obama walkway in Georgia and, you know. All government hates you. You're there to give them money so they can do whatever they want.
Right.
Plus $5 a gallon for gas. Yeah. Number five, Vince.
The vaccine, the mRNA vaccine.
Yeah.
It's killing people.
Well, that was also my number five. I have it here as died suddenly, a.k.a. SADS.
Yeah.
Sudden adult death syndrome.
That's a big story.
Yeah. People, and they finally admitted that, hey, this thing's giving people myocarditis, but you knew it was experimental when we told you you had to take it. In other words, we're trying to save our ass so we're not, you know, getting our heads chopped off for swinging from an overpass outside of D.C.
Give it time.
I'm waiting. Afghan people might have had an idea there was swinging people off of overpasses.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. Number four.
Kerry Lake election fraud.
Oh. Yeah, I kind of should have tied that into the red wave. It wasn't.
That's a good... It's happening now, but it's... that one's going to blow up.
Did you see the last thing that came out about that?
I had not. The judge, I think, okayed two counts or something.
Yes, the first random count of Maricopa ballots. Just... both Democrat, Republican, they just picked them off. 42.7 or 8 of them were invalid. Invalid ballots.
Yeah.
That's almost half that was just chosen at random in this one county that would have flipped the election. Yeah, that's some fuckery.
Not good.
Yeah. No. What are we up to? Me at number four?
Yes.
CBDCs are coming. I have also written down here, a.k.a. something called the Mark.
Mm.
Yeah, that was kind of the big thing at the end of the year is all the countries are setting up their digital currencies that way the government can watch everything you buy and say, oh, no, you can't buy that. You're not allowed to. Well, we control the money. We tell you what you can buy. Look for that next year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Number three, Vince.
The Gretchen Whitmer kidnap plot, if I could talk, was hatched by the FBI.
Yeah. That's an actual fact that came out in court. Huh.
It's a big deal.
So the FBI set up a couple, literally just a few people from Michigan. of a so-called militia that 90% of the militia was FBI, to allegedly go after the governor. Hmm. The FBI, that seems to be a running theme with fuckery.
I might have an FBI one for the next one, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Because my number three is the border. Jesus. Literally being an open sieve. But I also have here an illegal ship to Martha's Vineyard, and they threw a shit fit even though they claimed to be a sanctuary area. Because remember, they only sent like 200 to Martha's Vineyard, and they threw an absolute, we can't do nothing with these people. We got to ship them out of here. Well, meanwhile, El Paso has how many thousands a day?
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to get worse if they drop Title 42. And then it's just, there is no southern border. So, yeah, that's the... And then it's literally an invasion. Even though Texas declared an invasion, they haven't done anything to really stop said invasion. But
there's a bunch of good old boys with big stuff that would love to go out there. If you know
waiting. And if 42 gets dropped and they just start pouring and pouring over, then I see it popping off down there.
They've got those old school Gatling guns that shoot 45 long Colts. You know what I mean?
Yes.
They just crank it like a fucking coffee grinder.
Yeah, and yeah. People turn into Swiss cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's coming. What are we up to? Number two?
Two.
Oh, boy.
What do you got? The FBI paid to silence people on all social media.
I have that kind of tied in. Also, with my number two, I have Elon buying Twitter at two, and instantly shows how corrupt and evil they were with government influence.
Yeah.
And the not going after child predators. So yeah, that ours kind of tied in together.
It's bad. Like, I'm honestly, I'd say it's surprising nothing's happened yet, but now that this came out that the FBI actually paid Twitter, and
I don't think they really paid Twitter. I think that Twitter has always been an arm of the FBI.
No, they apparently there's money transferred to say, here's money. We want you to silence all these groups. Here you go.
And we only know it about Twitter so far. Where's the Google files? Where's the Facebook
apparently
files?
Apparently they did it to Facebook too.
Mm.
Yeah. It's bad.
The FBI has been running a coup for at least when Trump was president.
Yeah, CIA and the FBI. It's bad. Yeah. The fucking Democrat Party has fucking...
We've gone communist.
We have.
Without calling it communism.
Right.
It's
bad.
But between that and the guy that was running, trust and safety for Twitter, saying, no, we're not going to go after child predators, because apparently he wrote a thesis in college about how underage kids should be able to lie about their age so they can get on gay dating apps.
Oh, the Israeli op?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
But yeah, Twitter's all this coming out, the Twitter files, FBI paid them to censor people. Oh, look, the Hunter Biden thing, FBI knew about it. Yeah, FBI is
bad.
Yeah, that I was trying to think of the right word, but bad pretty much sums it up.
It's very bad.
Yeah. So if we're not back next week, or for the first of the year, you know it's FBI reason. Okay. I'm guessing we probably have the same number one.
Russia invaded Ukraine?
Yeah. I have that, but I also have that... let's see. Hold on, I got it wrote down here. I got hard copy, because...
Oh, look at you with hard copies.
Well, because of rolling blackouts.
Oh.
Ukraine almost started World War III by shooting a missile at Poland, all while being money launderers for the Washington Uniparty. I don't think people understand. We were literally about 24 hours from World War III.
The Nord Stream pipe.
Yeah.
Did you see that shit in the news?
They've come out this week and said that Russia didn't do it.
Who did it?
Well, if That's the, well, if Russia didn't blow up their pipeline, who did? Oh, I mean, we already know it was the UK, but they're hoping that nobody will pay attention to it, you know, and all of this. But yeah, the Ukraine thing kind of took over everything. And then you had, like we said, the guy that apparently can't even afford a suit to stand in front of Congress and tell you that $50 billion is not enough, he needs more, while getting his knob slogged by every person in Congress, especially Pelosi.
I tell you what, and everyone was bitching about Matt Gaetz and Lauren Boebert not clapping, not standing up.
Yeah.
They're pieces of shit. There must be Russian operatives.
Yeah, that was the, yeah, they're Russian operatives.
Yes, that's it.
No, it's...
They're American.
They know a hack, swindler, criminal when they see one. And so does everybody else, and you just don't want to admit it. That we've literally been lied to, and it's proven that it was a money laundering deal. We should
not have to go to that.
I don't know. Pelosi said all members of Congress should appear. So I don't know. I'd have been like, fuck you.
Yeah,
my constituents say no.
Yeah.
So I'm not going.
Yeah, eat a dick.
Yeah. I would have held a press conference afterwards going, where's money going? And now they want to
say, or yell at him while he's sitting there.
Oh, yeah. But apparently now they want to send Patriot missile batteries. Remember we had that last week, I think, that they want to send Patriot missile batteries to Ukraine? There's a thing about that. There's only one group of people that know how to use the Patriot missiles.
Us.
And that's American soldiers.
Well, what if they train them?
Well, that's the thing, but they would have to be there to train them. And I'm sure, hey, you have your military training our enemy. That's beyond escalation. That's your guys are fighting our guys.
It's beyond escalation now. They're using our fucking weapons.
I know. But this is the next step. And, well, our guys are just there to teach them how to use these to defend themselves. Uh-huh. You literally keep poking the Russian bear. How do you think this is going to go?
I could totally see something happening on Christmas Day to demoralize.
Yeah, I hope you're wrong, but I could see that completely.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the fact that we were 24 hours away from World War III because they shot a missile at Poland and blamed it on Russia. That's, yeah. But Ukraine, of course, big story of the year. But more than that, we want to thank everybody. 2022 has been we made it one more year. 2023, not looking so good. it's, you know, let's be honest. We keep teasing Putin because he ain't got a hair on his ass to do the deal. So
he might. He might this year.
I'm thinking 2023 might be the year. If it doesn't start Christmas, it's shortly thereafter.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for a wonderful 2022. Vince, I'd like to thank you in particular for putting up with all the nonsense, especially rolling blackouts because those suck.
Power allergies.
I've had 5 in the last hour, by the way, because, you know.
Yeah.
Yay. But thank you to all the listeners for everything this year, and hopefully 2023 is better if we don't all get blown to hell. And next time we talk to you, it will be 2023 and the Deadpool draft. So we'll see everybody next year.
Bye.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born. Oh, night divine, oh, night divine. Oh, night divine.